Meanwhile, geology had a great deal of sorting out to do, and not all of it went smoothly. From the outset, geologists tried to categorize rocks by the periods in which they were laid down, but there were often bitter disagreements about where to put the dividing lines, none more so than a long-running debate that became known as the Great Devonian Controversy. The issue arose when the Reverend Adam Sedgwick of Cambridge claimed for the Cambrian period a layer of rock that Roderick Murchison believed belonged rightly to the Silurian. The dispute raged for years and grew extremely heated. "De la Beche is a dirty dog," Murchison wrote to a friend in a typical outburst. Some sense of the strength of feeling can be gained by glancing through the chapter titles of Martin J. S. Rudwick's excellent and sombre account of the issue, The Great Devonian Controversy. These begin innocuously enough with headings such as Arenas of Gentlemanly Debate and Unravelling the Grey Whacker, but then proceed on to The Grey Whacker Defended and Attacked, Reproofs and Recriminations, The Spread of Ugly Rumours, Weaver Recants His Heresy, Putting a Provincial in His Place, and, in case there was any doubt that this was war, Murchison Opens the Rhineland Campaign. The fight was finally settled in 1879, with the simple expedient of coming up with a new period, the Ordovician, to be inserted between the two. Because the British were the most active in the early years, British names are predominant in geological lexicon. Devonian is, of course, from the English county of Devon. Cambrian comes from the Roman name for Wales, while Ordovician and Silurian recall ancient Welsh tribes, the Ordovices and Silures. But with the rise of geological prospecting elsewhere, names began to creep in from all over. Jurassic refers to the Jura Mountains on the border of France and Switzerland. Permian recalls the former Russian province of Perm in the Ural Mountains. For Cretaceous, from the Latin for chalk, we are indebted to a Belgian geologist with a perky name of J. J. Domalius Daloy. Originally, geological history was divided into four spans of time: primary, secondary, tertiary, and quaternary. The system was too neat to last, and soon geologists were contributing additional divisions while eliminating others. Primary and secondary fell out of use altogether, while quaternary was discarded by some but kept by others. Today only tertiary remains as a common designation everywhere, even though it no longer represents a third period of anything.